Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go, hour four, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and it's time now to continue our Football Friday experience as we get you ready for Cowboys and Packers with Cowboys beat writer from the Star-Telegram, Nick Harris, here with you on The Fan. And how the heck are you, buddy? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, doing fantastic. How are we doing, fellas?
Doing good. I was just talking with the guys about, you know, did the Cowboys make the right decision moving on from Micah Parsons? And I approached it from the metrics and the tape of TJ Watt and Myles Garrett playing the pass and the run with equal dominance. Is Micah worth 45? What do you think?
I think from his pass rushing, you know, prowess and how it opens up the rest of his teammates, I would say yes. You know, you see what he's been able to do at his time with Dallas. Not only that, and then now you pair it with what his time has looked like early on in Green Bay. The leading NFL sack getter is Rashawn Gary at 4.5 sacks. And I am not saying that that would be possible if Micah Parsons was not there, but I'm sure it would be a lot less likely.
What do you think the last couple of weeks would look like different if Micah had still been on the team?
Yeah, I think if you look at a game like New York, right, where Russell Wilson was able to just sit in the pocket and find those big passing lanes down the middle of the field, you know, if Micah Parsons' pass rush was on display, then maybe they get home a little bit quicker. You know, three sacks in three games, you would have to think that the pass rush would have a little bit more of an influence on these last couple of results than they have had. And I think a guy like Micah Parsons would have certainly helped in that case.
Now, how much of the guys here, the coaches, the players, figured things out this week? Do you have confidence the defensive performance will be better?
Yeah, that's confidence is weird, right? Because they're saying basically all the things that they said last week. The only difference is, you know, they are taking the communication down from multiple word calls down to one word calls. And, you know, they've been talking about changes all week, and they haven't hinted if it's going to be personnel or scheme. So I am interested to see what exactly those changes do look like. Something is going to be different defensively, though. They have been preaching that. And, you know, I feel confident that they're going to follow through on that word. It's just, you know, how big is the change? And honestly, if you're asking me, unless there's a starting lineup change with one of the guys in the secondary, I'm not sure how much more of a difference it could make.
All right, Nick, I'm kind of giving up on the edge group for right now. And I'm thinking if I look at Green Bay's offensive line, you can beat them in the middle. And I'm hoping Kenny Clark, Osa, Solomon Thomas. It's a revenge game for Kenny Clark too, Nick. What do you think? Am I off base here? Can we win it and get some pressure in the middle?
No, I don't think that's off base. The Packers starting left guard was just ruled doubtful earlier today. So it looks like there's going to be an opportunity in that interior. Zach Tom, they're starting right tackle. I think there's going to be some opportunities on that side as well. He's out with an oblique injury. So, you know, not only are the Cowboys working without two starting offensive linemen, but so are the Packers. So I think there's going to be opportunities for these defensive line, but, you know, it's just about getting home and finding those opportunities. They've been able to generate pressure around, you know, top 10, top 12 in the league, but the sack totals just haven't been there. They have to finish these pressures.
How big of a situation is it right now for George Pickens over these next few games without Lamb and the idea of, like, just his general future with the Cowboys? This feels like it's pretty big for him.
Yeah, well, you know, when this trade was made and we asked Jerry Jones, like, hey, you know, are you going to go ahead and give him a contract before the season, or are you just going to let it ride out this 1 year? It seemed that everybody was in agreement that, you know, one season for George Pickens to kind of prove his value was beneficial for all parties. And, you know, if you're looking at it from Pickens' perspective, this is the time to really establish his value. Because if, let's say, you know, we look up at the end of the season and he has 800, 900 yards, but 400 of those came in the time that CeeDee Lamb was out, then that's really going to show that his value is there. And it's saying like, hey, you know, he can be a wide receiver one when he's given that type of value. And then when he's not asked to be that wide receiver one, he's still opening up CeeDee Lamb enough to where he's still able to get his. I mean, we've seen that impact over the course of the first 3 weeks. Even if George Pickens' numbers haven't quite been there statistically, you have seen CeeDee Lamb be able to pick up consistent targets, consistent target share. And that's a product of just having a little bit more freedom in the secondary. But you hit it right on the head. This is a time for him to really establish that value. If he wants north of 30, 33 million per year, he's going to have to really show out these next couple of weeks without CeeDee Lamb.
Hey, Nick, to me, I always look at this, what's the path of victory? You know, and I'm a big believer in the desperate team theory, but I just want to know if Dallas, how is it? Do they try and run the ball here? Do they try and shorten the game? What's the plan you have? Or is it just try and protect, max this thing up, and see if you can get Pickens and Turpin and those guys involved and kind of get some points that way?
Yeah, that first point is exactly where I'm looking, Brian. I think if you can establish the run game early on and get Javonte Williams going, I think it's going to allow you to, again, shorten the game, win the time of possession battle. That's going to be huge just to keep this Packers offense off the field and allow play action to open up for Dak Prescott. If they can open up the play action, then that's going to take away that really fierce Green Bay pass rush a little bit more. It's going to allow you some opportunities. And there's not a better quarterback in the NFL right now statistically in the play action than Dak Prescott. Jordan Love is close behind him. We'll talk about that side of the ball in a second too. But I think if they're able to do that and really establish the run early on, load the box up, it's going to allow George Pickens, Jake Ferguson, Kevontae Turpin, some of these guys to get open. This could be a really big game for Jake Ferguson. This Green Bay defense is allowing the third most receiving yards to tight ends through 3 weeks. We've seen what Ferguson has been for Dak as far as a check down security blanket here in the first few weeks. I think it's an opportunity for him. Also for Brevin Spanford, maybe he gets a couple of targets as well.
Yeah, Trayvon Diggs with the slip against Chicago, the big plays against the Giants getting beat deep. Like, where is he in his career? Did he come back too soon? Is this just going to take more time to recover from the injuries, or can he? Have they just worn him down too much?
Yeah, you know, he was dealing with a hamstring last week, and he's been dealing with it a little bit more this week, but he said it feels good and loose now, and that he'll be ready to go for Sunday. But, you know, you do have to look at the injuries, because it feels like the injuries have started to catch up to him for sure, and, you know, back-to-back major knee surgeries, it's never positive. And then when you see him make a mistake like the one he had in that first quarter against Roma Dunze, you have to look at, you know, his recovery timeline and how, you know, he was not rushed back to the field. I'm not going to put that on the Cowboys training staff. I think they do a fantastic job of getting their guys ready to play. But I think it was, you know, such a good target to get him back for week one. And it felt good, and it was great to see him out there against Philadelphia. But then when Deron Bland went down going into week two, it was like, okay, you need to play a full target. You need to play the full share of snaps. And, you know, he was thrown out there. So it wasn't really like he got a full ramp up. You know, he didn't play in a game environment until he went out there against Philadelphia for those 20 some odd snaps. And so you're going to see those little bit of lapses of ability at times, just because he's still catching back up to speed. You know, with a knee injury like that and back-to-back knee injuries like that, it's tough to imagine you'll see a fully fledged Trayvon Diggs until about 10, 11 games are under his belt. That's just my assumption, though, looking at guys who have had similar trajectories in the past.
What's your expectations for Deron Bland's quality? And then it looked like Overshown maybe was doing more in practice this week.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like there's going to be many limitations for Deron Bland. You know, he missed that first week with that foot injury. You know, the second week, I think, was probably more precautionary. Had it been, you know, a late season situation where this team was probably like fighting for a playoff spot or something, I think you maybe would have seen Deron Bland last week. I'm just kind of comparing that situation as far as what it would be in a different type of game environment. But, you know, heading into this week, there's no limitations for Deron Bland. Everyone feels pretty comfortable about what he's going to be able to provide. And then, yeah, DeMarvian Overshown, it was funny. He put on his helmet and did very, very light ball drills yesterday at practice. And we caught him coming off the field. He was like, yeah, that was my first time putting my helmet back on since I had the injury, which was last December. So I think we're about a month away from starting to talk about Overshown getting close to a return. And then he's going to have a little bit of a ramp-up period to get ready to play. But I'm still looking at early to mid-November. That's the timeline I've been sticking to during this process. I think it remains that way.
How ready are you, and how ready do you think that locker room is to be able to put this Micah storyline behind them?
Yeah, me. I mean, it's just another storyline on this Cowboys saga, right? I mean, it's always going to be something around here for sure, and it's never a dull day. That's actually a blessing in a lot of ways. This locker room. You know, I think you ask some guys and, you know, they're embracing this storyline. I think Dak is embracing this storyline, but everyone is also understanding the problems that they have, you know, defensively right now, some issues offensively that they're going to have to work through as far as injuries. I will give Brian Schottenheimer credit and his coaching staff credit. They've done a good job of getting this team focused on the game, not necessarily the storyline. They know Micah Parsons is going to be on the other side. They understand the challenges that are going to come with that. But, you know, I think Dak said it best yesterday. He was like, as far as closure goes, that's for Jerry and Micah to worry about. For me, the closure happened when the trade happened. We had to move on. And, you know, I think most of the locker room is taking on that same approach.
Nick Harris, Star Telegram, excellent work as always. Enjoying the podcast with John Owning as well, the cross chop there.
Thank you, fellas.
You got it,
thanks,
buddy.
Fellas. I really appreciate it.
Keep crushing it, bro.
Have a great weekend. Yeah, keep crushing. We'll check in with you next week. Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, with you here on your home of the Cowboys. We're just about 20 minutes from Rangers pregame as they're finishing up in Cleveland. Jared Sandler have the pre coming up here at 5:30. Let's take a look at what the Packers are saying is their keys to success and where else they might be vulnerable coming up next here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. I got keys from a Packers perspective that might reveal where they're vulnerable here with you. Pre-game Sunday night, 4 o'clock with Chief and Broadus. And then post-game afterwards with Broadus and Wolchuk. And, of course, you don't want to miss out on Krusty's Corner Monday at 3:40. Well, Brian will give you his instant film takeaways. So that'll be fantastic. But this segment right here brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Of course, LA Live was earlier. We won't be able to get to it tonight at 5:40 because we'll be in the midst of Rangers pregame, but LA Live is brought to you every night by Greystone Roofing, and salute to those guys, and salute to Tolbert Garage Door, sponsor of this year's Flagtober, which is underway next Saturday at Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite, right off of 30 there, and the all-new Texas-themed G-Bag Nation flag. It's one of a kind. I believe it is the best flag ever. Let's go to Packers Wire. And they're talking about Kenny Clark leads the Cowboys in pressures, and talking about which pass rusher will have the bigger impact. Will it be Micah? Will it be Clark? And they're talking about how Elgton Jenkins, piano player of an offensive lineman for them over the years, is now playing center and struggling. He was much better at guard and tackle. And do you think Clark has a legitimate shot of out pressuring Micah here?
No.
Wolchuk?
I mean, I do think that is their path to success based on the way the edges have played. I don't know that they'll be able to take advantage of a banged-up offensive tackle, but the inside has played well. So if they're down some starting linemen, I just can't envision any world in where, like, pass rush-wise, Kenny Clark has a better game than Micah.
No.
That would be shocking. That would absolutely be a stunner because, like, Kenny Clark's been a good pass rusher for the Cowboys,
yeah,
but he is thought of as a run defender.
Yeah.
Micah's one of the top three pass rushers in all the NFL. He's probably going to be the one that has the stronger performance in
that
area.
They can hunt matchups with Micah.
Yeah, lots of good ones. And in his time in the league, he leads the NFL in games with 8 pressures or more. So he could easily eclipse Kenny Clark's pressures through three games in one game.
Right.
It'll be just a matter of how intent they are, if not letting him specifically disrupt. And if, you know, if he gets going, I think you're going to have to send extra bodies and just hope for the best. But the way through this is to run the ball and run it incredibly well. Number two, the deep passing game all but disappeared last week in Cleveland because the Packers could not protect, but it could come back in a big way against the Cowboys. They've allowed a league high 13 passing plays of at least 25 yards, including 11 completions alone for over 400 yards on passes that traveled over 20 yards in the air. So obviously LaFleur wants to test Bland, Diggs, Hooker, Wilson, and you know, you're getting back now what you imagined is your starting secondary in a secondary that's been, you know, halfway decent over the years. So if this doesn't go right, I would expect our guy Eberflus to be getting quite a bit of heat, maybe even some national heat here by the time we get to Monday morning.
Yeah, another banged up offensive line, but he's got to find a way to get pressure. We asked Stephen Jones about that, manufacturing pressure. That's something that they have just not been able to do. The four-man rush, the blitz packages and stuff, we just haven't seen it. And then you've seen it, you haven't seen it with any success.
Could our special teams have a day? Rich Bisaccia's Packers special teams ranking 26th by DVOA. They had a number of gaffes last week against Cleveland. So suppose that's a path to victory if you want to win the turnover battle and get some special teams plays, that could do it. But speaking of turnovers, the Packers have only one takeaway through three games, and their DC is confident that they're going to get that remedy, but the Cowboys have six giveaways in 2025, so they're hoping that sways back in their direction as it did in their playoff game back in 2023. I mean, it was 14-0 coming off of turnovers before you knew what to do. And then the first-round pick factor. The last three first-rounders for the Packers, Lucas Van Ness, Jordan Morgan, who's not starting at guard, but I guess he is going to be starting this week.
Yeah.
And then Matthew Golden, a legitimate deep threat. But neither one of these teams knock it out of the park. The Cowboys, obviously, Guyton, Smith, Booker. Only Guyton has a chance to factor in Sunday's game. Got to draft well if you want to win big. And obviously the 23 and 24 drafts continuing to have an impact in the Cowboys' failures. All right, Rangers pregame coming up next. Thanks to Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup there at Master Control. Like I told you, 3.5 flawless, like it's nothing. Got it stuck on automatic. Thanks to Woolchuck and Schiafalo as well. And, of course, Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us every day at 105thethefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Please like and sub. I'm Gavin Dawson. Until Monday at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. Addies.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.